Discover trends and global developments years before they happen. Right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Looks at right-wing zealot himself, Alex Jones, and what he's saying.
We need to be sad about Trump. This is not funny. This is not good. But he's gone. And that's it. And he does look sick. And he does babble and, you know, sound like the brain's not doing too hot. We just cut bait on Trump, and we just mobilize against the Democrats. And all the people rallied around him. You can see Hegseth's freaked out. You can see the press secretary's freaked out. They're being loyal. They think it's the lesser of two evils. And I Trump needs intervention. He needs to take some time off. We need to pray for Trump. The Holy Spirit touch his heart and loose him from whatever evil control he's under. I'm serious. And I think that's the answer. We need to pray for President Trump. We need to.
Oh, my Lord. Did you hear what that man just said? That's Alex Jones, y'all. I mean, that man is so right. I don't know if he knows how to turn left. That man said Trump is gone. That's what he said.
I'm just reporting the facts here and trying to stop a nuclear war. We'll see what happens at 8 o'clock tonight. Matt Bracken's really smart. Look forward to handing the baton to him in a moment. Let me do this because I didn't do it last hour. I'm going to make the announcement tomorrow. I finally had the meeting 2 hours this morning, off and on, and barely got in here to do the show. Thank God I got ready before that. It takes me at least 3 hours to get ready. God, I always overload and don't hit 10% of it. But it feeds into my overall analysis. That InfoWars is shutting down. So it's a big deal, and we fought so much and been through so much, but Yahoo and MSNBC, oh, Jones is about to be over. Ha, ha. We're not over, folks. We're going to be more effective and stronger than ever. Satellites, same radio stations, just a new name of the show, new website, all of it, and it's up to you to explode this. We held on so long. They all got exposed. They had a Pyrrhic victory, meaning they lost in the end. But it's really up to all of you. And I appreciate you and I thank you. But again, I need the funds with the new network and the new owners and the sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, because I don't own that. They can't shut it down. That owns the Alex Jones Network. Bigger studios being built. All this is happening. It takes money to win a war. So obviously, I'm going to sell you great products that really work. I need the majority of you that never buy a T-shirt or a hat, which are great, widest selection, some of the best designs. But the supplements really are the best. Our Ultra Methylene Blue, the best. Methylene Red, nobody has it. Special to us, incredible. Our Bovine Colostrum, the best. Our Shilajit, our CMOS, our Iodine T3. It's X2 even stronger. The only pure iodine there is. Incredible for your body. You are missing out not having this. And Bigley, I don't own Bigley, so they come up with these ideas. I'm going to call them and say, you told me you're buying these bottles for $16, $17 a piece from a medical grade facility. You're selling them for $16.79. They're like, I know what they're going to say. I'm talking about other stuff they've done this on. Well, it's so good, they're going to be, but yeah, they're locking it in. And I guess the idea is you'll love it so much you'll buy other products, but the Ultra Methylene Blue, 72% off when you subscribe. It's just your profile. You can click anytime and cancel it for free. It just ships to you each month, charges you $16.79 for the best methylene blue out there that'll change your life. Stamina, libido, energy, everything's so good for your whole body. Skips oxidation process in the cells. It's magic. You become a subscriber, it locks it in at $16.79. That's cost. And by the time they do all the other stuff, that the shipping and handling, the cost of the building, it's a lost leader. I'm going to tell them, hey, why don't you do $19.95? Can we make $3 here? That is an insane deal right there. And again, once you subscribe forever until you unsubscribe, one click, you get it locked in at that price. That is too good a deal, actually. But I'm not the boss anymore, so whatever. They pay the bills. I got a new InfoWars limited edition ice chest cooler with a bunch of cool gifts inside of it and sunglasses and a bunch of other stuff. It's $199 value for $99. VIP member $79.99. For VIP, $30 a month, you get $40 to spend. Special offer sales on everything. Just an example right there. And we got a rolling sale up to 40% off on Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit Caps and Gummies, MK Ultra, Mind Booster, Atomic Defense, Immune Defense, Colostrum is 35% off, Life Force 35% off, Iodine, T3, 30% off, Methylene Red, 30% off, Creatine Power, 30% off. All three of those are selling out. But the T-shirt selection is the widest out there. It's actually obnoxious because I'll have a shirt for a while and give it to somebody or lose it or gets a hole in it or whatever, you know, catch it on a doorknob or something, and I'm trying to buy the same shirt again. You think, well, I should just call them. It's actually lazy to just go online and get it. So, but I do call them because I can't find the shirts. And they go, here it is. Plus, I like to see how fast they deliver it, which they do a great job on average about 5-day delivery. So thealexshowstore.com, thealexshowstore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, it's all there. And I can tell you what's even in the news. They're shutting down almost all the Trump merch sites. No one's buying any of it. I checked last week. No one's buying. We used to sell a lot of Trump merch. We like Trump. You know, no one's buying. I mean, just, oh, but Trump, 100% agree with me. Everyone loves it. The Iranians love being bombed. Yeah, you see them at the bridge, the national parks being blown up. They're all running and screaming. Yeah, these genocidal comments, the definition of genocide. We will destroy your old civilization. You'll never come back. You and your people are dead. And then it's for the people. This is a disaster. Who told Trump to say the definition? You know, he's reading off a thing when he says this. You can see when Trump's looking down or looking over a teleprompter, he tells me, like, they're setting him up. And I'm not defending him. It is a setup. This is, Catherine Fitz agrees with me, this is COVID 2.0. This is the plan. So Matt Bracken, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, terrorism, geopolitical expert, enemiesforeigndomestic.com, takes over for the next 46 minutes ahead of the mighty Harrison Smith and the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. right here on the InfoWars Network here in the twilight of this operation. Matt Bracken, tell us what you got.
Well, they'll never kill the signal. You know, they can change studios and letterhead, but they can't change the, you know, they can't kill the signal. So that's what's important.
That's right. It's like that movie Serenity, you know, they can't kill the signal.
That's right. So we're obviously all waiting to see what happens tonight. People on bridges and around power plants in Iran, are we going to unleash hell and destroy their civilization so they can't rebuild in 100 years, as Trump has said? You know, a multi-generational, really a genocide. If you cut off the power to 92 million people and cut off their bridges so that they can't even walk, you know, this is a very mountainous country. Iran is 6 times as big as Colorado, but it's even more mountainous than Colorado because Colorado already starts at like 5,000 feet in high plains and goes up to, I think, like 15,000 feet. Iran starts at sea level and goes up to 18,000 feet. So when you talk about bridges, you're not talking about like a bridge across a road in Kansas. You're talking about extremely vital infrastructure built up over, you know, centuries, really, these bridges to connect towns and
let's remember when Madeleine Albright tripled sanctions under Clinton from what Herbert Walker had done, it killed up to 3 million people, mainly children, cutting off food and medicine to Iraq. This will be the same thing. This is genocide.
Right. And I know we've been talking a lot about Trump's mind state. Is he being mind controlled? I very often draw lessons from history, also from biology. There are lots of in the animal world, and there are lots of examples of species that, like the cuckoo bird that invades a nest and pushes out the actual eggs and puts its own eggs in there so that another bird species will raise its own cuckoo bird children, or the parasitic wasp that lays its eggs inside of a big larva caterpillar so that the caterpillar is essentially hijacked and becomes just the host for the baby wasps, you know, to come out of. So, yeah, I think that Trump is just a husk at this point. And I think he's either been like mind controlled by Susie Wiles and the Third Templars, like Pete Hegseth, who has you know, in his book he talks about these end times prophecies. So I mean, he's the guy that said we negotiate with bombs. I mean, imagine that's the message America is sending to the world now. We negotiate with bombs. They brag about assassinating entire tiers of leaders. I mean, they joke about how hard it is to find new leaders because, and Trump will like occasionally use a euphemism, like say, it's hard to find people to talk to because the rest are dead. And then it's almost like a little, you know, a little like head wink. We killed them, or the Israelis and us killed them. But remember, when you're talking now about the Israelis and America, there's no distance between them, none at all. The Israelis are not flying Israeli airplanes; they're flying American airplanes with Israeli paint on them. We sold them, or actually gave them the airplanes. You know, so an F-16 with a Star of David on it is still an F-16, and American taxpayers essentially paid for it. The 2,000-pound bombs that we dropped on Gaza, or that Israel dropped on Gaza, they're made in America, dropped from a made-in-America airplane. So it's a very thin excuse to say, well, Israel did this or Israel did that. In modern war, deconfliction is super important. That means we don't want the you know, the Navy on a target at the same time as the Air Force, because they might be dropping bombs on each other. So everybody has to have liaisons, and that's especially true in joint and combined operations. So you'll have Israeli and American liaisons in each other's headquarters. So essentially, the planes are flying side by side, you could say, on parallel tracks, so that they're not at the same altitude crossing paths and having mid-air collisions, or accidentally misunderstanding each other in an identification friend or foe. So you know for sure, yeah, that's my Israeli pal over there. That's my American pal over there. There's no difference. And I saw a new word this week that I've been using. It's spelled like capital U, capital S, Rael. Instead of United States and Israel, it's Usrael, Usrael. That's how the world looks at us now. And I don't know if you've got the my memes up, but number three is like this little Master Blaster meme we occasionally look at. That's now how I think that the world looks at us. That's from Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome. So Israel, all along, their plan has been to destroy Iran, to turn it into a failed state like Libya, like Lebanon, Gaza, Syria, Iraq. That's what Israel designs for that nation of Iran: utter destruction, warlords, people starving, no bridges, no power plants, and the control, the brain function is the evil dwarf on our back. And we're the big, happy, dumb goons that are, you know, so proud to engage in this. But I really wish that I could get through to anybody in the Pentagon or anybody 06 or flag rank that this had better work. You know, I'm telling you, this had better work. If you can put up number one, it's the Grok-Nuremberg thing. In 1940, the Germans were very happy that the Germans thought, you know, we're going to win this war, so who cares who started it, right? Who cares who started it? We need to start it. We have our reasons. We need living space. There's all these subhumans out there, and we're just going to attack, period. Who cares? They never dreamed that they might lose, and that when they were in the dock in Nuremberg, one of the main charges, the primary foundational charges against these top Germans who were hanged, except for Goering, somebody snuck cyanide into his cell. That's the fat guy on the left. They never dreamed that they would be charged with planning and waging a war of aggression. That was number one charge. All of the deaths that spun out of that had their genesis in starting a war of aggression. You can't say, Well, you know, Matt, come on, you know, it had to happen. They've been our enemy for decades. It was just a matter of who threw the first punch. That's not if we don't win this war, and I'm going to explain how there's a lot of ways we might not win this war. The people will be held to account. I think by then Trump will have passed away, or he'll be in a mental institution judged incompetent like Biden. But the generals around him and the cabinet members around him, they're going to be held responsible. This is absolutely going to happen at some point, because there's no guarantee that we win this war. And we're going into what I call a world energy war. Okay, this is going to be the great energy world war. You can't say World War III or World War IV, because people will say, well, the Cold War was World War III, so this is World War IV. So I'm just throwing out throw away the numbers and call it the energy world war. This is the great energy world war, and it's not going to be contained to the Middle East. Tonight, we're probably going to see, aside from Iran's power grid and bridges being destroyed, we're going to see strike and counterstrike against all of the energy infrastructure around the Persian Gulf. In a sense, it won't matter if the Strait of Hormuz is open or closed in a week or a couple weeks, because there'll be no oil coming out. All of these refineries and terminals will be destroyed. They'll be in ruins. So that 20% of the world's energy and like 30% of the phosphates for fertilizers and the natural gas that's also used to make fertilizer, that'll be off of the table. It won't be a matter of a hiccup, you know, a slight pause in the supply chains. That 20% will be gone. It took decades and probably trillions of dollars to build that infrastructure from, you know, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, Kuwait, Iran. It's taken decades and billions of dollars. If that's taken off, and it is right now just by the Strait of Hormuz being closed, but if that's completely removed, there's no way to avoid a global Great Depression. And already, Australia is running out of gas. You think of it this way. A tanker, a ship, moves at the speed of a bicycle, like 12 miles an hour. So a ship leaves the Strait of Hormuz heading for Japan or Australia on February 27th, the day before we started this war. It's already arrived. There are no more ships behind it. The ships that are heading to Europe take about 45 days to come around the Cape of Good Hope, the bottom of Africa. It's a longer trip. They don't fit through the Suez Canal, the big ultra-large crude carriers. The last ships will arrive in Europe this week. And after that, there's no more. This means that even if there's a miraculous deal made tonight, you know, and ships leave the Persian Gulf tomorrow, there'll be approximately a 45-day gap where there's no fuel reaching Europe. This is absolutely going to, no matter what happens, this is baked in the cake. No matter what happens, at the best case, the minimum case, Europe is going to be out of fuel for a month and a half to 2 months, out of fuel, which means factories will close down. They're going to have travel restrictions. They're going to do strict rationing, what they're going to call energy lockdowns. You know, rat on your neighbor for using a generator when he wasn't supposed to. It's going to be like COVID, but instead of biological, it's going to be energy use and economics. And don't think America doesn't rely on imported oil. We do. Just because we're a net exporter doesn't mean that we don't require certain types of fuel to be imported. There are some fuels we need to mix certain types of fuel blends that we don't have them here. So yeah, we're a net exporter, but we still are part of the interconnected global economy. And now at the end of this, some people professor, what's his name, Zhang, his last excellent YouTube video, it's about, this maybe is a super long, deep game where America is going to essentially corner the energy market, and America and Russia will become the dominant powers because we'll be the only ones left exporting oil with the Middle East destroyed. That sounds great, but I don't think that people understand what it's going to mean if the rest of the world looks at America like some kind of a mafia villain who, you know, like in one of these movies, like the old Western town with the corrupt sheriff, or the corrupt Southern town where the boss hog, you know, is the sheriff and his son is the mayor and they own everything. He owns the biggest gas station in town, but there's another one or two gas stations in town. So he sends arsonists out to blow them up and burn them down, right? And to shoot at tankers trying to go to refill them or fix them. Yeah, now he owns the only gas station in town, right? So you think he's like on Easy Street. Now he can raise prices, do whatever he wants. That's great. Except everybody in the world now hates America because they know who caused this. And I sent a cartoon over. That's the, I think it's number 6. This is what the world is now looking at for America. We are like the maniac arsonists who think that we're going to make out by destroying the globe's economy and being the last supplier, you know, the last resort supplier. This is so short-sighted. You know, the Germans and the Japanese in World War II, they had visions of an alliance that would span the globe and they would have everything controlled. It didn't work out in the end. There's no guarantee that this plan works out in the end. We can literally turn the entire planet against us. And this is not going to be a happy day for us when, you know, Americans abroad can be kidnapped, lynched, for like Israelis right now. There are countries in Europe, Israelis can't even travel. They'll have rocks thrown at them. You know, Americans will not be able to travel with an American flag on their pack or their laptop. It's going to be, oh no, I'm from Canada. I'm not from that crazy country that, you know, burned down the energy supply of the world and led to a famine. I mean, if you think it's bad in Europe, Australia, Japan, imagine you're in some marginal African country that can barely feed itself in the best times. Now there's no diesel fuel and there's no fertilizer, and the 2025 harvest fails, or the 2026 harvest rather, and next year is a famine. The whole world will know who did it. It's not going to be good for America. I'm just getting started. I'll see you on the other side.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!